This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
The Wizards. They didn't get the number one pick.
They didn't even play.
It happens. They didn't get the number one pick. So they probably got the number two pick, right? Nope, that didn't happen either.
Three.
They fell to three? They didn't fall to three.
No.
Fourth pick, that stinks. I'm being told they didn't get the fourth pick either. Danny, they might as well have fallen out of the first round. They will be picking sixth after yet another lottery shiv right to the ribs for Wizards fans to deal with. Way less important because that was a year of rebuild, a year of tanking for naught that just wasted and ruined a lot of months of planning and doing things the right way for the organization to try to get yourself Cooper Flagg in the number one pick. But the Nationals were gifted 2 runs last night. They cannot score. They are incapable of scoring.
They hate it.
They were gifted 2 runs to tie the game in the third. One of the crazy moments of a baseball season. Over 162 games, like a top five wild moment, down to your final out. Ball gets thrown down the line because Dylan Cruz is a hustler, and 2 runs score to tie the game. And then they immediately let the Braves walk off in the bottom of the ninth. Other than that, how was the DC sports night, Mrs. Lincoln?
Terrible. That's as bad as it gets, period. Thank you. So my fury at the NBA this morning, and really it started last night with the unfathomable depression and the darkness and void of ineptitude, as it washed over me, where once again, the Wizards get boned in the lottery. And for people that are saying, stop whining about it. First of all, shut up. Not today. Second of all, for anybody who thinks this is made up, it ain't. I got the stats for you. In history, the Wizards have moved up in the lottery twice where they've outkicked their coverage. Say you finish with the 7th worst record, you pick 6th. Yay, Dad! Yay! Twice. They've stayed in the same spot 8 times. So neutral luck. Even that's, you know, kind of misfortune because there's a chance you could move up or down. Everybody seems to. They've gone down. They've fallen to a worse spot in the lottery 11 times. 11 times, including last night. 11 different times we've gotten reared back and kicked in the testicles to be shellacked and swatted aside as an irrelevant also-ran in a league that has 4 cool cities. Pardon me, association. We'd like to join the cool cities. Is that possible? No? I'll bend over and take it for another 45 years. Cool. You got your priorities in order. You're doing great, TikTok League. Let's have more conversations about outfits of jackasses arriving to the arenas, more guys violating their contracts and conspiring with their buddies who are rep by the same agent during the season to go play somewhere else. Pardon me? Sorry to bug you. You market the stars so well, and everyone makes so much money on it, and you're all rich now off the backs of a couple of superstars that you let have the autonomy to do whatever the hell they want in the association. We're trying to get one of those guys, and I know we can't just be a cool city. Sorry. Could we try, just real quick, to maybe go through a process where we could get one before they could say no to us? Could we try to do that? No? Terrific! Another 50 years up my butt! Awesome league! You're doing great, sweetie! Your league sucks. Let's have everybody play the same way. Who could shoot 53s first tonight? Yay! Having a great time with basketball. I love the game so much. And I'm sorry, Grant. I was going to say this for later, but it's happening now. I love this game. I love basketball. I'm so stupid. I grew up thinking I was going to be able to play both baseball and basketball in college. A doctor told me because of my big, stupid platypus feet that I was going to be 6'4". I was under the delusion that I could do both. I have loved basketball my entire life. This version sucks. The league is poisoning itself against people like me. Keep doing more of this. You're so concerned with someone maybe on purpose not trying to be awesome for a little bit of time that the worst teams have a 10% chance, basically, of having a stupid ping pong ball bounce their way. And time after time after time, someone jumps in from outside the top 10 to find a way to steal the generational talent that might, for the first time in my lifetime, other than fleeting moments of an aged, broken-kneed Michael Jordan, a gun-threatening teammate in Gilbert Arenas, and John Wall for an hour and a half, make my franchise relevant for the first time in decades since they won a championship before I was born. Once it might happen. Nope. 20% chance at the sixth pick. You'll never guess what they got. You'll never guess. Oh, the sixth pick, because of course they did. Here's a rust-covered Lance with a running start directly in the brown eye. Yay, league. I love you. What a stupid, stupid exercise in futility. But let's have more dads run on the court and trash talk your stars. Let's have more feuds with shouty show guys and players and make that what our league's known for. Let's make that our branding. Has Stephen A. Smith weighed in today? Hopefully I get a chance to hear it. God, I'm so mad. I can't believe that I can't believe it. That's what bothers me the most about it, is that I thought maybe one time, but true, it might come true, my wish. Maybe if I clasp my fingers and hope against hope. Take this to the throat. Here's a punch. Here's a shiv. Here's a tressway. Lean back and bomb one. Puma, let's rage right on my yam bag. What a stupid league. What a stupid, dumb league. And it's my own fault for caring. I'm sorry, buddy. Back to you.
No, I'm. It sounds like you're having a good day so far.
I'm having a hell of a day. It should rain more.
Did it rain today?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did, didn't it? It felt on brand. It's probably only raining over my head. Go full Milton on your ass.
I was gonna say, is this Milton or is this?
It might as well. We're one and the same today. If you've seen the new Marvel thing, I'm the Void. I'm the Sentry's dark side. Spoiler alert. They're the Thunderbolts, and now they're the Avengers. I don't know what they're doing either. But Fantastic Four is coming. They even showed it in the trailer, and now all of a sudden at the end of the movie, you wait around for the end credit scene. I'm spoiling everything today, just like the league spoiled my love for basketball. Has anyone shot any threes yet? Let's get that going. It'd be a lot of fun.
Well, the league does stink.
It sucks right now,
but
Grant.
But that's very, very different, I think, than what happened last night. But here's where I'll start. I don't think that the lottery is rigged, but damn if I have a hard time explaining it away.
Oh, I forgot that part. Go ahead.
I don't think that the lottery is rigged, but today's not the day I'm going to stand on the table to defend it. It's a lot of, how did that happen? Year after year after year after year after year. Do you know what the chance of last night's top three, 1, 2, 3, coming in that order is?
That's just a small percentage.
So if you suspend even the coin toss for the Mavericks to even get into the mix, people forget about that. The Mavericks had to have the coin toss just to get the pick that was accidentally able to move all the way up to the top of the board last night. So that starts with a 50%. People are saying they had a 1.8% chance of getting the number one pick last night. No, they didn't. They had a 1.8% chance of getting the pick after they won a coin toss, which is 50-50. So now redo that math.
Oh, my God.
It's 0 point something.
Oh, my God.
Okay? But the chance, and I'm not even accounting for the coin toss first. So this is just after you already win a coin toss. Of getting those three picks in that order last night, 0.014%.
Great system. It's really working to a T.
So the NBA wants to argue with me about whether their thing's rigged. And what I would say to the NBA is, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn. Okay? Your system does not work. Do another system. You're so worried about tanking, which you shouldn't be, which is not the pejorative that you think it is, which is just rebuilding in a way that should work, that you are doing this to prohibit tanking. Danny, it's not prohibiting it.
No, it's not.
Teams are still tanking to the same extent that they always have. If you could show me that fewer teams tank because they get screwed by the lottery and they don't want to tank, I would say to you, okay, it's a stupid system, but the thing that you think's a big deal, which isn't, you're actually getting out of the game, and you want it out of the game, which you shouldn't. So at least I can acknowledge that your bad idea to get the thing out of the game that doesn't need to be out of the game is working. But your bad idea to get the thing out of the game that doesn't need to be out of the game is also not getting it out of the game. So what is the point of any of this? I don't understand. And we could go through the history. I'm sure people have been doing it all day long. But this goes back to Patrick Ewing to the Knicks in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time where everyone went, that's interesting. No? I mean, more recently, 2011 with the Pelicans and the new owner and the vetoed trade for New Orleans, or at the time, I guess it was the Hornets, 7-1 chance. They get their pick. 2012, LeBron leaves Cleveland, and they get Kyrie. You know, the Cavs, back-to-back years. LeBron's thinking about coming back to Cleveland. They need one more piece to make him want to do it.
And wouldn't you know it?
They get the number one overall
pick. Isn't that amazing?
The Mavs this year at 40-1, an 8% chance of picking in the top four. That's it. 8%. No business being in the top four after trading Luka. 1.8% after the coin toss, which is 50-50, of getting the number one pick, and they do it. And this happens routinely. It is infuriating. The only team in the top four that should have been there was Charlotte. Three other teams jumped up that aren't as needy. Crumble up your GD system and find a new one. It doesn't work, and it stinks.
If you want people to believe there's no impropriety and that it's not rigged, you can't have results that people go, is it rigged? You see what I'm saying?
Like, constantly, by the way.
And it happens a lot. The guy that texted Tim Donaghy hundreds of times per day calling playoff games last night, you know what I mean? And nobody cares. And the league doesn't care. They just kind of keep the machine rolling.
Well, they're busy, right? Because they've got, you know, someone got a shoe deal, so we'll talk about that on ESPN.
Yeah.
And then what did Russell Westbrook wear walking into the arena? And who's going to play with who? You know, there was a big story all day yesterday that Giannis is open to the idea. It's not even a real story. It's just the possibility of maybe playing elsewhere has crossed his mind. Well, no kidding. Every single person in America has ideas cross their mind all day long that they're not going to act on.
I got some ideas.
Every married man in America has some ideas every now and then that cross his mind.
Hmm.
And he goes, oh, I'm a married man. Well, that's a weird thing to have crossed my mind. Who gives a damn what's crossing his mind? It's such a stupid league. It's just stupid. That's what it is.
Yeah, and after last night, that was a pretty good nail in the coffin. So to your point, I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm actually okay with the lottery. I really am. I'm okay with it.
I hate the lottery.
What I'm not okay with is the minuscule chance that the regular, normal, reasonable outcome happens. You haven't had a team with the worst record win the lottery since 2018. We got seven lotteries deep since then when the team with the worst record won the lottery.
Bump up the percentages.
So that's where I begin. I can't do 14%.
So for people that,
let's triple that.
For the casuals that don't know the numbers and how it works, the worst three teams in the NBA have a 14% chance of getting the number one pick. But even still, the Wizards last night, and you cited it on the show many, many times, because as a longtime Wizards fan, you kind of saw this one coming.
Everyone knew.
they still had like a 48% chance of falling out of the top.
The top four?
The top four. Which, by the way, the narrative going in, just so everyone's on the same page, the media that covers the draft most closely, the people that I follow, they said the Wizards will be gold. Obviously, the number one pick, Cooper Flagg, that's what you want, generational prospect.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be in a golden spot if they get a top two pick. They'll be in a fine spot, not great, but fine, as long as they're in the top four. If they get the fifth or sixth pick, they're screwed. That was kind of the narrative going in. I think the Wizards' own front office, based on what I can tell, the idea was, look, let's prepare for the worst and hope for the best. As long as we're picking in the top five, we're going to be able to make this work. And then you get the sixth pick.
Wouldn't you know it?
I mean, you cannot make this up, Danny. You can't.
Welcome Con Knipple to town. But yay! Get your season tickets now, I guess.
Now, the only good thing is, Danny, and I know you've been mad, but I want to cheer you up a little bit. The last time they picked sixth, it actually worked out very, very well. They got Jan Vesely.
Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I'm not going to make a joke saying that I was in a good mood because I wasn't. I get, you know what? That's fine. I deserve that today.
Jan Vesely,
I deserve
sixth.
All of it.
So this is a friendly spot for the Wizards.
If you left that loser alone in the gym for an hour, he wouldn't score 10 points. Like, if you said you can't shoot inside the lane, and they were like, I want to take Jan Vesely on the team that's competing for the playoffs to buy myself more time. And that guy got another 10 years as the GM.
I don't remember one single moment from him on the basketball court that was cool. What I do remember is two things. One, he stood up and kissed that smoke of a girlfriend.
He kissed a lady, which was the best.
And everyone was like, he's going to be a great player. Look at him kiss this hot girl.
Not everybody.
Like, that's not how it works.
Not how it works.
If you kiss a pretty girl, it doesn't mean you're good at basketball.
He is gameless.
He sucks so bad and he couldn't score or dribble or pass or do anything at an NBA level.
I pissed a lot of people off that night, by the way. Hosting the draft party.
What I remember most about him is I peed right next to him at Capital One Arena at a Capitals game.
Oh.
Yeah. There was like a little barrier between us. So if you're asking, I can't tell you a whole lot.
There were follow-ups I had that I'm going to holster those.
I can't give you the answers to that because there was like unfortunately,
a partition. Yeah.
Unfortunately, there was a partition.
Fortunately for everybody.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Did I say fortunately?
Fortunately.
Yes.
No, fortunately.
Unfortunately, there was a partition. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the point of the dude's story is, in the bathroom, I got a selfie with Jan Vesely. I got to find it somewhere.
Because you got everybody finished their business first, right? Before you did it?
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah. I think it was actually like outside of the bathroom. But you could see the bathroom in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got, and I'm like, I just want this for fun. Because I'm going to show it to Danny and he's going to lose his mind.
That was a great troll job when you did that, by the way.
So that was one of my favorite pictures. But anyway, that was the last time they picked six.
Yeah.
So I think things will work out.
That'll work great. Man. And here's the thing. They tried. The Wizards, under correct management for the first time in decades, actually said, let's give this best practice a shot. Let's try it.
That is one thing I want to fight against a little bit today, if we could, together. Locking arms here.
You knew it was going
to
happen.
They did the right thing. The most annoying thing about today, Danny, to me, is the people that are taking their victory lap that you shouldn't tank.
Happy now with the tanking. Happy now. Happy now, LOL, crying emoji. Happy now, LOL.
First of all, grow up.
They did what they should do. That's number one. Why grow up?
Grown men don't use crying laughing emojis. Okay. You're not really LOLing. Type something out or don't. Or run with your eyes closed and see if you hit something. There's, you're going to have to hover over that dump button today. I have towed the line three times. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Grant.
All they did was the right things all year. And that's all you can do, by the way, is line up the best possible scenario for yourself to figuratively, but literally, hit the lottery, get your Cooper flag. And just once, one of these times, it's going to be our turn.
Yeah, Kwame Brown year.
It's going to be us. Our guy, right? Well, last year they picked two, which was the highest it's been in a while, and it was the worst draft in years and years and
Isn't
years.
Isn't that fun?
Now, they made the right pick, and Alex Carr seems like he can play.
Nice piece.
And I do love this front office and what they've done so far.
Me too.
I think they picked the right guy in Sarr. I think they picked the right guy in Bilal Coulibaly. I think they made the right selections with Kishon George, who's a steal, and Bob Carrington, who was there last night. Who's a steal, by the way, never send him back to a draft.
Yeah, that's the last Bub gets to do that.
Sorry, Bub.
Bub, you did nothing wrong. You just sat there.
It's not your fault.
You minded your business, but now that's my association.
We have reached the end of the road with you representing the team.
Yeah, that's the last one.
But they did everything right.
Mm-hmm.
The part they control is not their fault.
Yep.
They don't control that part, rather. They did the stuff that they could do. And if someone's yelling about tanking because they wanted to go win 32 games this year and pick eighth, they're wrong. And they're stupid, and just turn the other cheek and walk away. We don't need to give them a seat at the table today. We got enough to worry about. But that stunk. I felt so bad. Poor Wizards fans. I mean, you know, those of us that are Wizards fans that are just kind of like tangentially watching this whole thing melt down to the ground from afar, and we'll go pick up the ashes and help rebuild when we need to. We'll get our hammers and our nails. You know, I mean, the people that were like in the room that had to run out when it started to catch fire. Like the people that are still at the games, the people who have Bub Carrington jerseys, I'm sure there's a few of them, season ticket holders, the people that are still going to the arena regularly, those people, God, I felt so bad for them last night.
Uh-huh.
This was months and months and months for last night.
The whole point was the pot of gold, or the whole point was the light at the end of the tunnel.
Correct.
And it's just an avalanche.
It's like you prepared for 1 year for a play. Last night was opening night. Last night, but it's only a one-night play, by the way. Like, you get one night and nobody came. You walked out on the stage and you started to say your first line and there's not one effing person in the crowd. And you forgot your lines and then someone pooped on your shoe.
And then stole your wallet.
and then punched you in the jaw.
Yeah, the light at the end of the tunnel was the Predator's homing missile.
It's what a stupid thing. Oh, man. You know what was so funny? The best part about it all, I actually was saying this to people yesterday. I have almost given up on basketball. Like, I find myself getting sucked back in during these playoffs. They've been really good. I did not go to one Wizards game this year. That's not true. I went to one when we had a sweet night for the fan, and we got to talk to Will Dawkins. That was the only Wizards night I went to. And it's not that I hate going. It's I go to so many Caps games that the idea that I go to my pregnant wife and I say I'm going to go back to Capital One Arena again, and I'm not going to trade one Caps game for one Wizards game. I'm just not doing it. Not until they deserve it. That's like 2 years in a row where I think I've been to like two total Wizards games.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that in my life. I'm just, but the NBA is, everything they do is a turnoff to me. They just have a 3-point contest every single night from half court. The whole league is about what everyone's wearing. And then they might play basketball after. I hate NBA Twitter. I hate it. I should mute every single word that has to do with basketball on Twitter.
We're starting to get to golf treatment for me for muting
stinks.
Words.
But here's my point. Yesterday, Linnell will like this. He's a basketball guy. Yesterday, all day long, NBA Jeeps was back. I was so excited. I was 12 years old again in my backyard shooting hoops, getting steamed up to go watch Tracy Murray hit threes, okay? I wanted to see Rod Strickland go coast to coast. I was psyched yesterday. NBC's getting the rights again, and all I could think about was, if they get the number one pick in Cooper Flag, I literally said to my wife, I'm going to take my kid to 10 games next year. We're going to be marks. We're getting it on the ground floor, and we're going to do it. It's Sarr, it's Flag, it's Bilal, and let's sign Kevin Durant to a 2-year deal to end his career in a year from now, and let's go play basketball. Let's go, Wizards! And then that happened. and I'm so far out again.
What happened to the air in the balloon?
The NBA hates me, but they hate you more. They hate you the most.
Oh, yeah.
But they hate us all. So screw all of you. Sorry.
Pretty much. It's actually pretty much covered it.
I'm out. It's been fun. What time do the Caps play? Looks like it's 7 o'clock on Thursday.
Yeah, we got one more of those. Okay. As a nice little dessert for everything.
So my re-entry into the Wizards Wild was like 3 hours long. It was yesterday.
I want them to be good once before I die, Grant. Like, that's 46 years,
you'll
man.
You'll get that.
No 50-win seasons for my whole life. My whole life? Not one time has that ever happened. I want it one time. I'm not even talking about a championship anymore. That's a fool's errand. That's stupid.
Best thing that's happened to Wizards fans in a while is the silly Netflix documentary about when our guards pulled guns on each other.
Remember that?
That documentary is a 10 out of 10.
It's really good.
But you may remember that two of our guards pulled guns on each other in the locker room.
That's why the title's Shooting Guards. Do you get it?
Best documentary title ever.
It's a 10.
How'd you guys feel about last night? Fun, right? That went well? Everybody had a good time? 800-636-1067. Do you think it's rigged? I do not. So we'll start with that.
That's where we are, by the way.
We'll start with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.